Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for podcasts of this radio show, ephistory.com. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Well, here we are, square at the top of the second hour here. Guess what we're going to do?
What are we going to do?
Well, we're going to start this hour with a history moment produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And her history moment today is about how the Suma Indians of El Paso did their thing.
Gift from the Sumas. In 1583, the second recorded Spanish expedition, or entrada, to pass through El Paso was the Espejo Beltran. Antonio de Espejo and his expedition camped in the area south of El Paso, which he described as having a very good climate with large buffalo herds, forest, pasture lands, rich natural deposits of salt, and water in large marshes and pools. It is also here they first met the Suma people. Espejo wrote of the Sumas, these people who must have numbered more than 1,000 men and women and who are settled in their rancherias and grass huts, came out to receive us. Each one brought us his present of mezquital, which is made of a fruit like the carob bean, fish of many kinds, which are very plentiful in those lagoons, and other kinds of their food, in such quantities that the greater part spoiled because the amount they gave us was so great. Antonio de Espejo, 1583. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
The Alliance is on Facebook.
That's right. And we got some good news about this. Max Grossman, who is pretty much, he takes care of the History Alliance Facebook page, was appointed as a board member with Preservation Texas.
Big time stuff.
So he's keeping up the preservation. He's been doing a lot along those lines. And Bernie Sargent, who's also with the History Alliance. If you have some information on history you would like to know more about the History Alliance or get involved, give him a call at 915-581-7920. And let's not forget the other Facebook preservationist, Barbara Given Bainey, who operates the Facebook page called Remember in El Paso Win, and you can where you can view archive pictures, stories galore, all kinds of neat
and
stuff.
She's got lots of good help. Nick Prime is one of them, and another one is Rick Duncan. And they've added a new one whose name I didn't quite get for this broadcast. But
the anyway, unknown person.
That's a cool crowd there to deal
yeah,
with.
Yeah, they're deep.
A lot going on here. Just real quick, somebody wanted to know what the special at Pepe's is. Mr. Borrego picked the green combination plate number 3. And combo 3, that's a biggie. And you're not going to quite make it today, Al?
I don't think I can make it
today. Okay, but because you're at the other end, you have to pack a lunch to get home.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a way long time ago.
Came in a burro.
There you go.
We're talking more about the Camino Real and various things going on in San Elizario. You summarize everything you're doing that we're talking about. You do every year a conference.
Right.
Explain that, please.
Yeah, we do that conference at the end of April, usually the last weekend in April. This year, I believe, we'll start on Thursday, the 23rd. We started doing our first day, which is Thursday, in Mexico, in Juarez, and we pick a location, and we do a one-day tour out there and stuff. And then we do the conference in San Elizario, which is basically based on the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro. We bring speakers from Mexico, from north, from all the way up from Española. We've had people come down, and they'll talk about what they're doing on the Camino Real. We update people on what we're doing with the UNESCO nomination, other events that are going on. And part of the whole event is also a ceremony where we bring in our new sister cities to San Elizario.
And that's a lot going on there. You do that every year.
Right.
And the thing about I find fascinating is the Camino Real is the road, an old road that basically ties everybody together. And a lot of places, I mean, it's now paved over and it's a city street in El Paso in many a place.
Correct.
You go out there to, you mentioned the Jornada del Muerto, the Journey of Death, and that basically is a location in New Mexico where there's nothing but this trail.
Right.
Have you been on that thing?
Yeah, I've been there right to it. Yeah.
Oh, my. That's just desolate nothing out there. Mm-hmm. And the point was they called it what they did because if you didn't have enough water for 3 days and you ran like crazy to get there, you might not make it to the other end because there's no water. It's pure desert.
Yep.
And now they're shooting
right through the desert.
And now they're shooting space shots out of there for right up out of there. That's what they're
new
doing.
New trail, Camino Real.
Yeah, it's a northern Camino Real.
It's straight up. So your conference is every year. This has been going on forever in San Elizario.
Yeah, this will be our 29th annual.
Because the Genealogy Society is what does it. Now, right. they have a museum right there, Edna Portales, on the square.
Right. We have actually right there in the Veterans Memorial Plaza, we've got the Los Portales Museum and Visitor Center. We also have our old El Paso County Jail Museum, and we have the Veterans Memorial Museum.
And where is that one?
The Veterans Museum is also on Main Street. It's inside what is the Main Street Mercantile Building.
Okay, and the jail is actually would have been outside the Presidio's wall.
Well, the first wall. It actually is part of the second wall.
Oh, okay. And so that's an old jail.
Right.
It was functional back in the day when Billy the Kid came along and said, I got to get a friend out of there.
Correct. So He broke in.
Uh-huh. And then took the guy out. And easy. You can still see. You can walk in there and look at that.
Yeah, you can get in there. You can take a picture inside the cell. And we don't charge anything to go in the jail. We just charge to get out.
Aha. How much do you have in your pocket, Mr. Tourist? And you're not going to make your plane if you don't pay this. Yes, indeed. Good act. That's a good act down there. Yeah. But no, the thing is about the histories there are incredible. And you mentioned 1853. That was the incorporation of the county, right?
1850.
50?
Yeah, 1850.
Okay.
We had the first county seat.
So
a lot of people don't realize who the first county judge was or who.
Who was it?
It was C.A. Hoppin was his name.
Hoppin?
Hoppin. He was a lawyer from Birmingham, Alabama, coming through on the gold rush. They told him, hey, we're looking for a judge. What do you need? He was a lawyer, so he said, and he did it. He was the first one.
And so somebody said, what's mm-hmm. Hoppin? And there he is.
What's Hoppin? There he is.
Bad joke. But the Sanelli is full of interesting history.
Oh, yeah. Simeon Hart, third county judge of El Paso County.
But he was not at that location in the general sense.
Yeah, it was still out there.
No, but Simeon Hart, he like hung out over on the Rio Grande up mm-hmm. by the crossing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he was up here.
Yeah.
Go figure. Where was he that he was a county judge?
He had connections is where he was. How about that? I mean, there's no question back in the day.
That'd be a good research.
It was a who you know kind of thing because he ran the mill on the river mm-hmm. at Oñate's Crossing, which right. is by current old day Asarco, just down the river from them.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting history, by the
All
way,
kinds of history.
In that corridor as well.
Sure.
God bless it. A lot of history there. So the deal about San Elizario being what it is, step back for a minute and go back with me on the world stage. How do you look at this? Because, I mean, a lot of people think we had so many interesting things happen here that then begat other things around the world, such as we had the Mexican Revolution come right through here, mm-hmm. planned in El Paso, bullets hit El Paso, all things going on in El Paso. And so that's why we talk about it a whole lot. That was prior to the Russian Revolution. And some people think the Russians got the idea, oh, you mean you can have a peasant revolt and get somewhere? And that's kind of what Mexico was.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of history overlays everything we're doing. But if you go down to the bottom, the old history, you've got what we're talking about today, the Camino Real.
Right.
What do you think about that on a world stage?
Well, I think the key to the Camino Real, you know, like we always say, when you're standing on it there in San Isidro, we say you're standing on the oldest highway in the United States. Plus the longest highway because it goes 1,600 plus miles. But I think the way to look at the Camino Real is not only back in 1598 when it got extended by Don Juan Oñate, but I think the more important thing is the subsequent history of the Camino Real.
What flowed past?
What happened after, where we're at today, it's still going through. I mean, it served as a supply route for the American Southwest for almost 300 years.
Supply route being starting in Spain?
Starting in New Spain, which is Mexico City, see?
Okay.
So you start bringing stuff through, and it's coming for years. I mean, the first horses, cows, pigs, goats, sheep, all the domestic animals, seeds in his pocket.
Guns,
strategy of war, technology.
Horse was the big one. Horse was the biggie.
All of that came through San Elizario in 1598. That's why we call ourselves the birthplace of the American Southwest, because it all came through. And then you got to look at the history thereafter of what it did for the natives. For example, what did all of that do for the natives? You know, I mean, if you look at all of the Spanish named states, Montana, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, California, Texas, and Florida, that's where the reservations are. Sure, there's one now in Oklahoma. The Dust Bowl's real beautiful. Thank you very much. But I mean, look at where the reservation. Where's the reservation in Iowa, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee,
they don't have any.
Mississippi? North, where are they? There are none. So what saved the natives, in my opinion, in the American Southwest, is the sharing of the Spaniards' weaponry and horses with us, because that's what stopped the cavalry. We were able to defend ourselves, whereas our brothers and sisters on the East just weren't able to. So that in itself is outstanding universal value.
Well, the Spanish didn't really have the future of the locals in great esteem when they showed up.
Well, that's what they say. But if you stop and look at it, if you were Oñate and you had 120 soldiers, and how many natives do you think were up here?
Thousands.
Thousands and thousands. Were you going to pick a fight? Not even.
Not a good idea.
Not even.
But if have a fight, they often prevailed.
Well, a person told me, and I did a talk up in Espanol in New Mexico a few months ago, and somebody said to me, well, yeah, but he was a reporter, actually. He says, yeah, but the Spaniards have had guns. And I go, well, yeah, flintlocks. I mean, we could have beat them up with rocks, you know, as a native.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm like, you got a flintlock. By the time you load it, I mean,
you're overrun.
They're overrun. I mean, so really, you got to think of it commonsensically.
Well,
you know?
The Spaniards actually came with an additional, you might call, weapon, or shall we say, force, and that was the church.
Right.
They got to the natives in their souls, kind of thing, didn't they?
Well, you know, and everybody tells me that too. You know, well, you know, they evangelized all the natives. I go, well, you know what? It's 2019, and we're still Catholic.
Yeah.
So I'm like, nobody's stopping us from going back to the sun, you know?
Okay.
So, really? You know, after the Pueblo Revolt of 1680, I mean, after the Pueblo Revolt, I mean, why did everybody remain Catholic? Why does everybody speak Spanish?
Yeah. You're suggesting if you didn't like it all that much, revert to some other thing.
Right.
Okay.
Anybody could have, you know.
But there is a trend trying to go back to their native language and culture.
Everybody's always had their language.
Yeah.
The tribes themselves have gotten away from the language. Nobody took the language away from anybody. You know, it was never, nobody said, hey, it's better than just getting wiped out like they did from Plymouth to the Spanish named states.
Yeah, well, the Tiguas are still trying to keep their language alive.
Sure.
And that's an interesting group. Okay, explain to people why the Tiguas are here.
Well, the Tiguas came in the Pueblo Revolt.
Right.
That's how they got here. They came down with the Pueblo Revolt.
1680, everybody who was...
All the Spaniards were taken out of Spain, I mean, out of New Mexico. And I asked, well, how many were there back then? Well, about 2,000-something.
Spaniards.
Yeah. And they got kicked out. And, their best question is, how many missions are in New Mexico? None. Well, there's one. The one in Acoma.
Well, they're okay, but
they knocked them all down, and some are rebuilt.
There are establishments all throughout the Camino Real.
Well, they were.
There was like 80 of them at the time, back in the day.
Sure.
We're talking haciendas,
but they
churches.
Were knocked down. You know, so that's why we've got two here. You know, they've only been, I mean, they burned, and one of them got wiped out by a flood, Socorro. You know, but they're still here. They're still operating.
To that point, the only mission in our area that's still existing in the original building is in Guadalupe in Juarez, because that one never got torn down. It got shot up in the Mexican Revolution.
Right.
Yeah, they used it for all kinds of stuff, target practice, a little this and a little that.
Sure.
But the thing is, it's like a Sleta mission burned down. It melted, I think, at least
once.
Still
in the original spot.
Spot, okay. But then Socorro moved a mile or two.
It's a completely different place.
Now, how about San Elizario? Was it ever destroyed?
It's the sixth or seventh version.
Really?
Yeah.
So, and where was the same location, General?
No. Well, the same locations probably had two or three.
Okay.
But the original one was there in the baseball.
Just to remind people, when you build an adobe foundation on ground and you have a flood, your building begins to melt.
Right.
Literally.
Yeah.
And what was that restaurant down there? I saw it the other day. I was down there this week. And there was a restaurant, I remember, it's not open now, but when you went in one of the back rooms,
Sombra del Pasado.
That's the one. You had to duck to get in the back room because that part had melted a couple of times, and it was like a foot and a half lower.
Right.
Oh, bizarre stuff, and people don't get that until they see it. Like, whoa, I see that.
Why is the door so low?
Yeah, how did you?
Everybody was 5 foot tall.
I was just going to say, they're a lot shorter back then,
Not
too.
That short.
Look at but the furniture, too. The furniture was a lot shorter.
Smaller.
Yeah, people were shorter.
And small.
Hey, we covered your needs for the next trivia business here. I haven't even taken a look at that.
I haven't even looked at it. We've been
did actually say this a couple of times. What you might do is change your last question. Melissa, change your last question to what's the length of the whole thing. We'll do that. No, we're going to do a trivia game. We're going to waste. We should probably just go ahead and do that now a little bit early.
You don't even know where my trivia is.
Shall we find one for you? Here's one here. And also, just to let people know, we got Al here for the duration. You got some major events coming up, but you don't have your conference until April.
Right.
But are you going to have an explanation of all this kind of history at some point? Or is it you save that for the conference?
No, we have we're considering doing another mini conference.
I was wondering about that.
So we can update people. So I have to wait till the end. And then we have specific speakers during the conference. So at this one, it could be more of an update. You know, I've been talking to the Mission Trail Association, CARTA, about maybe putting something together and doing a smaller update.
I think it should happen. There's all kinds of stuff. And you do have tours of your locations all the time.
Oh, sure. Sure. Yeah, and, we do tours all the time.
And you can actually start at the Mission Trail office there in
Isleta.
Mm-hmm. And if you start there, they can help you figure out tours along the way.
Sure.
Did I miss anything, Shelley?
No,
she's giving me hand signs through the glass in there.
One question somebody asked me the other day, and it was so funny. I sat there and looked and went, what does the Camino mean, El Camino mean? You know, you always think about the Chevy, the El Camino. Okay. What does El Camino mean?
Well, the road.
The road, or the way? I was told the way.
No, well, it's more the road. It could mean the way, but when you talk about El Camino Real de Tierra Adentro in Spanish, you're saying the royal highway to the northern lands.
But just the specific, the El Camino. Like, you know, because you're talking about cars and
stuff. El Camino used to be a pickup truck, you know.
Right.
Well, it was sort of like a slick car pickup.
So the road or way,
here in
right?
In the U.S., I always have an issue with everybody calling it El Camino Real because it's like if you look at some of the stuff that's written, you have to say the.
The
El Camino Real.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're saying the.
It's like a duplicate.
Yeah, they added it.
Well, that's just
in
somebody.
In Mexico, they only say Camino Real.
That's just people don't get the language. That's what
it is. A mess up with the language in National Park Service.
What happened to these microphones in here, Sergio? Are they still functional?
Mine work?
Slam the module one more time. You have to do that once in a while to get this thing to work. Testing
there.
1, 2.
Hello. Am I there?
Once he slams the module in our steam powered radio station.
Is mine up?
Yeah, you and he are going the same direction. You're both into this mixer here.
There we go.
Oh, it's a busy world in here. We got to do some other things like trivia. Are you ready for trivia?
Yes, I am. Oh, there I am again.
You're
Hello.
Back.
I'm fuzzed.
You guys come and go. So, what do you got?
Okay, my first question is, what does El Camino Real? No, what does El Camino mean?
How you work that in there.
I worked that in there. Isn't that sneaky? So we got a couple of answers on that one. So anybody gives me an answer, I'll be happy.
You'll take it.
Okay, so what does El Camino mean? And then the second one is, how many miles does the Camino Real run from the border of El Paso, to Santa Fe, New Mexico?
Or will you take the one for the whole length? We gave that one out.
Yeah, we gave that one. From El Paso to Santa Fe, basically.
But otherwise, Mexico City.
I've got that one.
Add that in there, because I don't think we really clarified the other one.
Yes, we did. We did say that one. But
that's hours ago we said that.
Well.
People are calling already. Whatever.
Whatever. So whoever gives you, I don't care what answers you give me today.
By the way, our sponsor this hour is for restaurants. It's Amigos.
That's right, Amigos.
And what?
Amigos for the coupons.
Yes.
For $20 or Mission Del Rey Southwest.
You
got to
think about
coupon.
Amigos in terms of meeting rooms, because they've got meeting rooms down there.
Let's go meet
at Amigos.
Amigos.
Think about it. If you have
take your Amigos to meet
whatever
Amigos.
Size group you have, whether it's for a holiday thing or just for a business thing. Like, he gets a lot of people doing reunions down there, family events. And if you have a party you want to put somewhere and have Mexican food served to you, you can go to Amigos down there.
So give
them a call. The phone number is coming up in the commercial. Hey, Sergio, is the commercial the first thing up? Is Amigos on the block? So should we mess with that?
We shall all meet Amigos.
Put the phone number out there.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Guess where we're going?
Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Great Mexican food, steaks, chicken, and salads with draft beer and margaritas by the pitcher at Amigos Full Bar. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry, we're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexican items for gifts and decor. Fun Southwest holiday shopping for the family. Bring your friends. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to MissionDelRey.com for directions to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
What would you do if you won the lottery? Powerball and Mega Millions jackpots are high, and you can't win if you don't play. But who wants to wait in line for a ticket? At Lottery.com, you can skip the line and play your favorite lottery games right from your phone. Never lose a ticket and never miss a jackpot. The Lottery.com app is free, and you can cash out your winnings anytime. In just two taps, you could win the next multi-million dollar jackpot. Search for Lottery.com in the App Store or go to Lottery.com to learn more. Now sit back, relax, and play, and get some time back in your day. That's what we call winning together. This message was brought to you by Lottery.com. Please play responsibly.
It takes a lot to earn a handshake. At least that's how we see it at Northern Tool. You stand behind your work, we stand behind our tools. With all the right parts, the best service, and expert repairs for all your tools and equipment.
Save up to 60% and get free gloves at the 3-day sidewalk sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday while supplies last.
Northern Tool and Equipment. Quality tools for serious work.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got three phone lines, they're all full. We'll talk to you guys in a second here. Let you know that next week, December 14, coming in here will be a gentleman by the name of Sergio Lewis.
Hey.
He'll be our guest. He's a man with a car body shop near the airport. You've heard of that before.
I'm paint my car in the parking lot.
And he served on County Commissioner's Court, and we're going to ask him his take on history. And what was his journey like through El Paso? He's an outspoken guy. He's seen some stuff. We'll
and
find out what...
He's a poet.
Absolutely. And you know, when you call up his office, you get the same thing you hear on the commercial. You know, this is Norma G. It's interesting. All right, so he's in here next week, December 21st. Bernie and I are going to try to encapsulate the entire history of El Paso in 2 hours. It's never going to work, but we're going to give it a shot. 2 hours of El Paso history.
Yeah, right.
December 21, December 28th, Las Cruces, that guy from north of here in New Mexico, is an author named David Thomas. He's going to be with us to discuss New Mexico history about the killing of Pat Garrett. The Wild West's most famous lawman, murder or self-defense? And he has the answer, David Thomas. And he says, Pat Garrett was the Wild West's most famous lawman, the man who killed Billy the Kid. He was himself killed on Leap Day, February 29th. And they're going to have another major conference this year, coming up in 2020, on Leap Day. because it happens again. So that's what they're going to do. Anyway, that's what's coming up here.
Okay, you've got Mount Crystal Ray is coming up. They're going to have their hike on December 30th, and it's going to be a great day to do it. It always is. If you've got family in from out of town, take them up. It's going to be a guided hike. The length of that hike is 5 miles, so it's 2 to 3 hours. And the cost is $5 for adults and teens, $2 for children. This is a donation that goes to the Mount Crystal Restoration Committee, and its guided hike is going to be by Randy Lindbergh, and he's going to be providing commentary, area history, and geography. And so it's a great event to go on every year. So if you want more information on this, go to call 542-1422. No reservations. And there's more details in El Paso Scene Magazine or elpasoscene.com. But that's a great, great time of year to go up on the mountain.
And smart boy, I think he starts it off at noon.
Yes. I'm
pretty sure it starts off at noon because he doesn't want to get up too early.
No. That's a good time to go up there.
Noon, right here. See that big noon thing up there?
I missed the time. Noon.
Guess what time it is?
Noon.
Okay, enough of that. We got callers here to deal with. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
We got callers going in order. Ray, talk to Melissa. Hey, Ray.
Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. Just tuned in here, but did I hear you say you're going to Amigos after the show?
I am. I'll be there. None of these guys want to go. But
you're going to Amigos?
No, I'm sorry.
You're going to Pepe's.
Pepe's. Pardon me.
I can't make it today. I got to go to Keystone. So
Amigos is where some people go. In fact, Ray, if you want to go there, I'll think it's a great idea.
Well, you know, I was going to meet you there. I can't hit to the west side, but I was going to go to Amigos. But I think I did catch that your trivia question was, what does El Camino mean? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes. What does it mean?
Well, there's a couple of ways to look at it, but basically it means the road or the royal highway. The El Camino Real was the royal highway.
Ah, you got it.
We're going to give it to you no matter what. You've got it.
You're astute, yes. Or you could have said Chevy truck. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I could have said it's a Chevy truck. That's true.
What was the Ford version?
Did they have one?
Yeah, Ford.
They had an El Camino?
Yeah, it was the red.
Had a car that looks like a pickup is what it was, and I can't remember the name of it.
The Ranchero.
It had smooth lines
Ranchero.
And it looked cute.
You're right.
All right, Ray, you got this figured out. And I'm sorry, I misspoke. I'm going to go to Pepe's if you want to go to Amigos. That's good food down
You could
there.
Talk to each other on the phone.
Oh, I'm a regular there, yeah, oh. Definitely. Hookie Apodaca does a nice job.
Captain Hookie is what I call
Captain
him.
Hookie.
Captain Hookie, there you go.
Okay, so you have a choice. So you got an Amigos coupon or a Mission Del Rey Southwest coupon. Would you like the Amigos?
Well, I may as well use the Amigos since I'm a regular there.
Well, you're going to have to pick it up at the station, though. We can't give it to you today for today's lunch, but it'll work out. Your future will work out, Ray. I know it will.
I know the drill. I've been there before. I'll go by the station during the week.
All right, hold on here. Shelly will tell you how to pick it up, all right? Thanks a lot.
Okay, sounds good. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.
No, don't go away. Don't go bye-bye. Yeah. All right, Joe. Joe took off. He was on line three. To heck with Joe. Well, he's not here. Well, so to heck with him.
Well, not to heck with him. We
don't know
he's
where
a
he
good
went.
Listener.
He could have gone to heck. You don't know.
I know.
Let's see what Rachel wants. Hey, Rachel, you're on the radio. What's new?
Oh, okay. I have the answer to the miles that the Camino Real runs, 440 miles.
That's close enough.
That's
We're going to
close
take
enough.
It.
We're going to take that.
I think it's like 400
it's
and change.
It's 404 miles.
But on the other...
she was close enough.
No, she gets it no matter what.
That's
so you
right.
get the Mission Del Rey coupon, I guess. But do you know about Mission Del Rey?
Yes, I've heard the announcement where they sell the same kind of material that Settle Blanket used to sell.
And even more.
That's just
even
the start.
More cool stuff.
That's just the beginning. They got so much more stuff. What they've done is basically focused on Native American output. They're helping the tribes basically all over the place sell their stuff. So they got better jewelry, interesting things to look at, things to put in your house. So, yes, ma'am, that is correct. So, all right, Rachel, hold on here, and Shelly will tell you how to pick up a coupon, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks for playing.
Listening.
Hold on there. And Shelly, line three is ringing. We've got to find out who that is. That's somebody important. And if we need to know about it, you better tell me. Otherwise, we'll never know.
It might be somebody with a comment.
Well, it could be somebody with another question.
That's right.
Oh, Al Borrego's still here. Is that the question?
Yes. Al's here. He'd like to talk.
You've eaten at Pepe's, haven't you, somewhere back in
Pepe's? Yes, I have.
So you know what that's about. Are you eating at Amigos?
Not at Amigos.
Okay, you need to go to Amigos because Amigos is in Central, easily located. It's on Montana, a block off of Cotton. And if you're coming up
I think I have eaten there.
It's a good place.
Yeah.
If you're coming up the freeway and you're saying, oh, I know there's good Mexican food if I get off at Copia. I know what that one is. Or at Piedras. There's another one up Piedras. Stay on the freeway till Cotton. One more exit. and get off at Cotton and go to Cotton and Montana. It's a block east, and it's a green building with free parking.
Yeah, I've eaten there before.
That's great stuff. Yeah. It reminds me of my grade school food that I got. They fed me when I was 9 years old, and it's good stuff. So anyway, there's that. Yeah. All right, moving on to other history here. We shall take a break and come back and deal with other things. Shall we do that?
Yes, we should.
544-whatever.
5876 or 544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to youtube.com/ElPasoHistoryTV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job, or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
Buttons. They make things a lot easier. Crossing a busy street?
Hey, watch it, buddy.
A button helps you live to tell about it. Opening your garage? Easy, thanks to a button. Now, if you have sleep apnea and couldn't sleep with a CPAP, relief and a good night's sleep is now just the click of a button away. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea treatment that works inside the body with one click of a remote. That's right, just a button. Inspire is a small device implanted in a same-day outpatient procedure. Simply click the button on the Inspire remote before you fall asleep. As you sleep, Inspire keeps you breathing normally and sleeping peacefully. No mask, no hose, just sleep. If you're struggling with CPAP, great sleep awaits at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com. Inspire. Sleep apnea innovation. No mask, no hose, just sleep.
Talk to your doctor to see if Inspire is right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
Want military-grade gear delivered directly to your doorstep? Join over 250,000 customers already geared up with Crate Club, the box built by Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, Delta Force, and Special Ops guys. You'll receive seasonal tactical and survival gear essentials to be better prepared at home and on the road, and a digital subscription to our community. Products include backpacks, helmets, hammocks, holsters, vests, and more kick-ass gear. Get it for yourself or gift something unique this year. Rise above the ranks at CrateClub.com. That's CrateClub.com.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, by Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got a major player on hold there. We'll get a hold of him in a second here. But talking to you about things going on this week only in El Paso, Inc., what do you got?
Why, after 101 years in business, a South El Paso landmark is closing.
Also in the Inc., election day is December 14th, full coverage of the races.
He's as cuddly as a cactus. Mr. Grinch sits down in El Paso, Inc. and talks about the worst time of the year.
They knew how to find that guy, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's in El Paso's business journal, El Paso, Inc. It's available for home or business delivery.
For a limited time, give a gift certificate.
Three, two, one, start
for
over.
For a free gift subscription to El Paso Week this holiday season, ElPasoWeek.com.
I see Sergio got you anyway.
Yeah, really.
All right, Sunday night on ABC 7 Extra, host Saul Sines talked with Sun Bowl executives about this year's game and all the Sun Bowl activities. Which teams will play? You'll hear that.
Join host Saul Sines Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. right after the news.
All right, we got Al Borrego here talking about the Camino Real and all things Camino. And as we mentioned, Al pretty much sits in El Paso County and thinks in terms of Mexico City, kind of. I mean, you know that connection is there. We don't talk about it enough. But we got the guy on the phone here that talks about a whole lot about the other end of the Camino Real. You ready for this? Let's unleash Troy Ainsworth. Hey, Troy.
Hey, Troy.
Good morning, everyone. How's everybody doing?
Oh, fine.
We're surviving nicely. What's up with you?
Hey, great show this morning. Good topic, Al. Good to hear your voice, my man. Thank you, sir. Yes, I think that y'all really hit on a lot of the major themes and topics that are all about promoting and educating the public and putting into proper historical context what exactly that route that runs a scar tissue across the desert floor up in northern Mexico all the way up into northern New Mexico. And that right there in the fulcrum of the entire route at the pass is where so much of the significance of the overall history of North America, at least the western half of North America, not the Atlantic Tidewater area that we are often taught is where most of our history in this country begins over on the Atlantic coast, but rather here more toward the interior.
Troy, unless you consult a calendar and you find out it happened over here first.
Well, and that's right. And that's one of the things that really needs to be corrected because right, wrong, or indifferent, other places in Texas, and you can start at Laredo and make your way east to San Antonio and over toward Louisiana, have really capitalized on the Camino Real. And yet, when they claim that, you know, it's the earliest and the old and the longest stretch of the Camino Real and it's Spain's history in the New World, there is some correctness, of course, but I take exception, and I think anyone who can read a calendar would take exception to the fact that the facts do not line up in that narrative. The bottom line is you're talking about early 18th century heading east out of Laredo toward Louisiana, and a century plus, about 120 years earlier, is when Oñate et al. Arrive there at San Elizario and continue on across the river and north. So, you know, this notion from the Texas Department of Highways, from the Historical Commission, and on, who were speaking about the oldest stretch of Spanish Road in Texas goes to San Antonio. Well,
No. Boo.
You're talking about fourth quarter of something that happened in the second quarter.
So, okay, let me explain something to you, Troy. As you well know, Texas history begins in El Paso. Thank you very much.
You know, I heard that somewhere.
Yeah,
I think I saw it on a bumper sticker.
Yeah, but see, the point is they've got better PR down there in San Antonio. They make better noise than the people that live here. I mean, we're doing the best we can, you know?
Yes, and that's where that squeaky wheel received all the grease.
Yeah.
Mm. And that's the unfortunate part. So as an overarching statement, now what has gone on, the conferences over the last almost 30 years that have taken place in San Elizario that Al and others have been involved with are very important because the more you speak about putting into proper historical context the north direction road out of the central part of Mexico to its northern frontier, it's very important to keep it into context. This is not an attempt to say San Antonio doesn't matter or any other place in Texas. It's nothing like that. Put it into proper historical context because whether people are aware of it or not, if you live in El Paso County, present-day El Paso County, 2-3 centuries ago, you're on the edge of the great challenge of the European dynasties for control and mastery of North America. It was on the far regions of the outpost, the far outpost of civilization as they knew it. But it's a very important part in European history, not only Mesoamerican history, but European history, and it's literally, from where I'm standing, it's only 40 miles away. So,
there you go. Well, I tell you what, boil this down for us because we need to talk about heritage tourism. Nowadays, what do you see there? I mean, Al's got some ideas big time on heritage tourism in El Paso.
Well, you know, the way I look at it is when, you know, the specificity and the uniqueness of place is really the angle that so many communities across the country are striving for. They're trying to differentiate themselves from their neighbors, whether they're within or within the state or outside of their own state. In other words, what are you trying to show that you have here that's part of your story that's not part of another place's story? So you promote what you are, what you have, what your origins are. And I think that when you start looking at this larger region, not just El Paso County, but you look at the larger this larger region on the border, that you're talking about a very significant and old story. Because if you look at it from a Texas perspective, much of Texas is on the other side of the state. It's history. It's there was a great big gap from San Antonio, Austin, out west to El Paso. There was a huge, that was open land that was not populated by many Anglo-Saxon settlers. There were just sporadic settlements at best, and agriculture, ranching, and a lot of folks who are of the Apache and the Comanche persuasion who occupied that land, and it was highly contested for years and years. And then there's little old El Paso County sitting out all by itself on the far hinterland.
Now, we were here first, haha.
Right, and I mean, so it's really the historical irony is how the civilization and population expanded. But one of the things that's kind of interesting is that El Paso, Las Cruces, the border, the two counties, Doñana County, El Paso County, are uniquely situated along the Camino Real, as well as, you know, the Butterfield Trail and military routes and the whole conflict between Native and Anglo-Saxon. There are so many layers of stories to tell.
There are, really.
And yet we're not entirely pulling it all together. We're doing some good things, I think.
Well,
you're
available. You're part of CARTA, Camino Real Antietam Association,
right.
And so you're available to help Al figure out this whole trail, right?
No, and Senor Borrego and I have been in communication. We're going to have a serious talk here directly about some details.
Well, good to hear from you. And when you get that talk, you guys come let us know what you're going to do.
Right.
Fair enough.
We'd be happy to do it. Happy to do it, my man.
Troy, good to talk to you as always. You take her easy, all right?
Talk to you soon.
Likewise.
Y'all
keep on doing the good stuff.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
You take her easy. Well, he's been representing that end of the trail for a long time, and it's not that people sort of ignore Mexico. You're the first guy that really decided to jump in and figure it out, I think, in modern times of, like, let's get into Mexico and see where their heads are at. You speak Spanish fluently, I presume.
Yes.
That's a big help, obviously.
That helps a lot.
Gives them
a bit of an edge.
Yeah. I kind of speak English, which helps me on the northern end of the trail, but not much. But what you've done, basically, is pulled all the brethren together south.
That's the idea.
What are they doing about it for tourism? Do they promote the trail?
They promote like you wouldn't believe. I mean, they've got, I was talking about it on the break, they've got something called Pueblo Mágicos, which are towns, cities that didn't make the nomination that are actually now part of their tourism industry. There's 113 of those beautiful areas that may be too small to actually have any outstanding world value. But those places are beautiful. And so they promote their history like you wouldn't believe.
But this woke them up.
Yes. Well, what happened is we started talking about the Camino in Mexico City. I started bringing in speakers to our conference. By the way, the National Institute of Anthropology and History in Mexico calls San Elizario the epicenter of the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro.
That's probably a good way
to put it. They like working in the middle of it and then expanding from there. But we started talking about it there. There, it was known as the Camino de la Plata, which was a silver route all the way up to Zacatecas. It was designated as the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro, but they really didn't care. Because the actual expansion of it was from Santa Barbara, which is in the southern part of Chihuahua, all the way up to Okehuenge, and that's not designated. So what did they care? But now we started promoting it. We had our third Camino Real conference in Mexico City, which San Isidro Genealogy and Historical Society did with the Carlos Slim Foundation in Mexico City in October. And that's our third one that we've done. We've done it at the old college in the historic district of Mexico City the past 2 years. But now it's grown. So now there's a lot of organizations on the Camino Real that of the Institute that promote. So what we decided is, okay, now I've got everybody aware of it. Now how do we connect the dots? So my idea was to go to all the towns along the Camino, especially from here, because like Troy was saying, you got a lot of space between things.
Oh, yes.
And if you want to go to Chihuahua, which is our first major point from here, well, you got a four-hour drive. But there's three significant points on the way. Just the desert of Samalayuca. You've got over 10,000 petroglyphs that were discovered there that go back to the Mogollon period. But you can go visit those. You could stop in Samalayuca in the desert and the dunes themselves and visit those.
Yeah, they're red sand, aren't they?
Yeah, you can go to Villahumada, who's known for the Asadero cheese. And they've got other things there. You can go to Carrizal, which is a presidio. Then you can get to Chihuahua. And you can continue. So if you connect those towns along the way, and what we've done is made them sister cities of San Isidro and connected us through tourism, now you've got a nice little tour to Chihuahua.
And a lot of stuff to do.
And a lot of things to do.
And that should be done on the American side as well, is what you're thinking.
And that's what we started doing now. We're sister cities with Doña Ana, the town. We're sister cities with Mesilla. So we're connecting. We're Socorro's next, Español in the north. You know, so those are the ones that are coming up. But that's what we have to do. Once we connect everybody together, we all work together to promote the one thing that connects us all, and that's the Camino Real de
Tierra. I want to recreate one of those processions where you got carretas and
imagine.
Ox. Oh, how about we just did a small contest? But get this carreta to Las Cruces from El Paso.
Well, you know,
Carta, see how you can do that.
Carta does a tour every year of the Camino Real. They actually started in San Elizario a few years back, and you can take that tour. It takes a week.
Oh, sure.
Which would be great that they do it in
and
bands,
that's in a fast
course,
car.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a great thing to do. You know, they need to bring those
back. Someone needs to hit the lottery tonight. Give me some money. I'm going to go buy some carretas.
Well, now Keystone now has, by the spring, we're going to have our paraje exhibit up in Keystone now.
That's good.
So we just finished.
It's
on the trail, and we just finished the thatch covering for the exhibit. So we'll have the area, the rest area. Paraje was a rest area for the people along the Camino Real.
Cool.
So it'll be really cool.
Yeah,
indeed.
To add that to the tour.
There's so much that can be done here. Al Borrego's here talking about. We can take a break, come back, and finish up and talk about some things coming up in San Elizario. Shall we do that?
We shall do
take
that.
Take a look at Facebook. And it's
because Al's picture's there.
El Paso History.
El Paso History Radio Show Facebook
page. Facebook.
On right. Facebook.
Back in a moment.
Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Great Mexican food, steaks, chicken, and salads with draft beer and margaritas by the pitcher at Amigos Full Bar. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexican items for gifts and decor. Fun Southwest holiday shopping for the family. Bring your friends. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com for directions to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
With colder temperatures on the way, keep your car running with Prestone Antifreeze. Only Prestone's superior formula works immediately, protecting your engine from the elements to keep your engine running better. So take on the winter with Prestone today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text PROUD to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University, offered 100% online. Text PROUD to 79645. That's P-R-O-U-D. To 79645.
El Paso's coolest winter event is back.
Winterfest, presented by the Hospital of Providence and Providence Children's Hospital, is open now through January 5th.
Enjoy ice skating at the Arts Festival Plaza in downtown El Paso and relax in the Texas Gas Service Warming Tent.
Enjoy tasty treats by delicious Mexican eatery in the Holiday Cafe and more.
It's free to see and only $8 to skate. Open 7 days a week.
Season passes are also available.
Buy tickets at the rink or buy tickets in advance and get more info at epwinterfest.com.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary.
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. HealthIQ.com/easy.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Don't forget, Amigos! That's a good place to go eat lunch today. I will actually go to Pepe's, and that's because it's on the other end of town.
Yes.
But they're both fabulous places. Also, McGoffin Home Open House today.
Open house today, 1 to 6 p.m. The place looks magnificent for a Victorian Christmas home. Go out there with the family and friends. It's free! Go!
Alborego's here. You got stuff going on big time in April. We got some mini conferences coming. And right now, you're promoting a major event on the 21st?
21st. It's actually in Chihuahua City, Chihuahua. It's our first binational tourist connection conference and event.
Right now in December?
No, this will be in February next year.
Okay, that's what's in December?
In December, we got the 21st. We've got the Luminaria Festival.
Posada.
And Posada Celebration.
Oh, go.
That's really cultural event.
It's
we
neat.
Go back to culture and
it's so
do
neat
it the
to go
way
down.
It's supposed to be.
It's so neat to go see that.
It's cool. And it's so, a lot of fun.
And there's more in February you just mentioned.
Yeah, that's a tourism conference that we're starting to move into the tourism part of it and promote the Camino Real, San Elizario, and all that. We'll have a booth out there, and it's a 3-day conference with a lot of networking for businesses. It'll change. It's binational. It goes on the whole border, which is from Tijuana all the way down to McAllen.
Everywhere. Alborego, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
San Elizario, it's a big place. Go see it. It's got tourism all over it. Take a look.
It's so pretty this time of year.
We're coming back next week and doing this again. And
yes,
Luminaria's tonight at Keystone, right?
Yes, come out there.
Stuff going on everywhere.
It's a lot of fun.
Thank you in the control room. Shelley Sutherland and Sergio Valenzuela. See y'all next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, EPHistory.com. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. and by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting radio to 350-350.